With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have prevented businesses from firing workers who use marijuana outside of the office. Scott Franz has more.
Democratic Representative Jovan Melton of Aurora argued the law should be changed after a quadriplegic Dish Network employee in Colorado was fired 10 years ago for using medical marijuana at home.
Without this bill, we're saying that only the retired and unemployed are safe to participate in something that the voters overwhelmingly said is legal within this state.
But the House Business Affairs and Labor Committee unanimously rejected it, with several lawmakers saying it went too far. Opponents also said the testing for marijuana is not good enough yet to determine whether an employee is using the drug at home or at work. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A month of events that bring together creativity and science to encourage climate action starts today. Kristen Cape reports Imagine Climate includes art, music, and discussion.
CORE, or the Community Office of Resource Efficiency, coordinates the project. Creative Strategy Director Laura Whitley says reducing carbon emissions requires more than changing technology.
We also have to change the culture, and Imagine Climate speaks to the culture piece.
Four billboards designed by local artists that make statements about climate change anchor the project this year. Two kickoff events take place tonight and tomorrow at the Launchpad in Carbondale and at the Collective in Snowmass Base Village. Other events in the program include panel discussions and musical performances. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.